KQED.
Another judge, this one in New York, has joined a California judge's January ruling that temporarily blocks the Trump administration from ending the DACA program, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. The January ruling opened a window for the more than 200,000 DACA recipients in California to renew their status, even as Congress debates immigration policy. KQED's Farida Javala Romero explains.
Science and math teacher Jackie Narvaez starts the school year by sharing a personal story with her middle school students.
Like, where do I come from? What does it mean to be undocumented?
Narvaez came to the U.S. with her family when she was a baby. Her story connects her with her students here in East Oakland. 70% are Latino. Narvaez says many of them fear relatives or friends could be deported.
Also, if something does happen to me and I have to leave, I don't want them to ever think that I abandoned them or just, like, straight up left.
Narvaez worried she'd lose her teaching job once her DACA permit expires this summer. But last month, a federal judge halted the Trump administration's plan to phase out DACA and ordered the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to process applications for renewals. Narvaez sent hers certified mail.
Oh, yeah, you got to send a certified stamp, make sure it's being tracked, make sure it's safe. And then it was just like, okay, let's hope for the best.
Immigration officials aren't saying yet how many applications they've received and approved. But nonprofit advocacy organizations in California say they've helped more than 1,000 people file for renewals.
I'd rather be safe than sorry. Like, do it before, like, anything changes.
Nursing student Carla Lopez is one of them. She's getting help from the Services, Immigrant Rights, and Education Network, or SIREN, in San Jose. She says she's willing to pay the nearly $500 application fee, even though her DACA permit doesn't expire until November.
Scary, honestly scary, because, like I thought this was going to be my last year here.
Attorney Shuan Riahi is with SIREN. He says for most DACA recipients, there's no added risk in applying now, since the federal government already has their personal information.
And they might get 2 extra years of work authorization and reprieve from deportation. I think the $500 is likely worth it.
The Trump administration had set a March 5th deadline for ending the program. But with the issue tied up in court, a ruling could take months, says Jeffrey Davidson. He's one of the attorneys suing the Trump administration on behalf of the University of California.
What it means is that as long as that order is in place, the administration cannot rescind DACA and cannot remove people who have current DACA status.
Back in Oakland, teacher Jackie Narvaez is holding on tight to the government receipt she got in the mail, acknowledging they have her application.
So happy. I remember I screenshotted it. I sent it to my boyfriend, to my mom. It was just like, look, I already got my receipt.
But she'll be happier still, she says, once she actually holds her renewed DACA permit. Then, she says, she'll be able to teach 2 more years. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero.